Good morning and happy, beautiful November Sunday to everyone. Today, the Old Testament scripture is from the book of Amos, and it's a little bit scary. I think that people might have been in trouble for some bad choices, bad decisions. And I wasn't sure how to share something positive with something so scary. And you know, the story is basically, if you read a little bit before and somewhat after the story that'll be shared in church, is about repentance. So repentance is where you do something you shouldn't do and you make it better. You make the better choice ultimately. So I decided to make a small list of things that I could do better. So I'm a big fan of cupcakes, chocolate with white icing, but I also know that too many of those, not good for me, not good for my body, not good for my health. I'm not a big fan of those little baby carrots, you know, the cold ones that keep in the refrigerator and they're crunchy. But if I need to make the better choice, the carrots would win. And I also thought about, you know, walking around in work or in the community, and I was like, you know, I could walk around looking mad and frowning all the time. But you know, I looked on a really cool website called How Stuff Works. And it says, and you've heard this before, I bet, that smiling takes less muscles or fewer muscles than frowning. So if I walk around with a long face, looking really upset all the time, that's going to take a little more work. So hey, I'm going to eat more carrots than cupcakes. I'm going to try to smile to people more often, be more friendly than be rude. Those are two small examples of ways to take a bad choice and turn it into a better choice. But I want to share with you a lesson that I learned, and I can't say exactly when, but at some point in my life, I realized that I was hurting myself, hurting others around me, hurting my relationship with God, because instead of admitting when I was wrong, instead of saying, you know, I burnt dinner, but it wasn't my fault, instead of saying, I didn't do the report, but I don't think you emailed me that I had to do it, I would make up an excuse and defend a mistake instead of fixing it. So your mom or dad might say, did you clean your room? And you might say, oh, I didn't clean it. You didn't tell me to. But really they did, and you knew it, and you were just trying to kind of get away with something. You know, that creates making the excuses and not being honest about what you did wrong, that creates a lot of bad feelings, a lot of stress. So this really important life lesson that I've been walking around with, and I'm not perfect, and you're not perfect, and none of us are perfect, but was when I decided I made a mistake, I can make it better, I can ask for forgiveness, but I don't need to explain it, I don't need to come up with a reason why it happened, I just need to do better. So like the people in Amos who were making bad choices, God was offering an opportunity for them to repent or do better. I am all about doing better. If I make a mistake, I'm going to try my best to say, my bad, I should have done better, I'm going to fix it. It's created kind of a lighter step in my life. I don't feel as heavy. I don't feel like I'm having to live in some sort of lie after lie or excuse after excuse. I just say, oops, let's fix this. Let me do better. It's really simple. Let me do better. So I encourage you, eat more carrots than cupcakes, smile more than you frown, and be honest with yourself when you make a mistake, and do better. And we can do that with God's help. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for this day, and thank you for all of the days that you allow us to grow, to be stronger in our faith and closer to you. And let us know that it's okay if we make a mistake, but it's so much better if we just admit the mistake and ask for your guidance to fix it. This has been a year of mistakes and issues and difficulties, and while none of us are perfect, we can all use your help to do better the next time. Each new day is a new chance to to do our best and to serve you. Amen.